Okay. Anybody else wish to dive into this? Robin?
I'd like to talk to Ursula and see what possibility to involve the affiliates. Seth has done a preliminary study, survey of trying to quantify our listenership. And unlike what our previous ED thought, that we had less than 100,000 listeners in the network, we're estimating that the current stations have a listenership of about 2.3 million listeners, and actual their Longley Rice coverage is like 86 million potential listeners. So we need to figure out a way to involve the affiliates who share the programs. We have to do it in a way that wouldn't compete with their own fundraising, because they have to raise, they're all struggling stations too, but we need to figure out a way to leverage this affiliate network. I mean, that's why I came on the board, and I came on the board both to preserve the affiliates and to preserve Pacifica. So I'd like to start a discussion with Ursula if there is any way that we could involve the affiliates in helping fund this.
Robin, I have a question about those figures. Is that figures just for the affiliate stations combined, or is it the affiliate stations plus the Pacifica stations?
I believe that's just the affiliates themselves. Again, we got a response where it's about 25% of the affiliates, and we're still working on expanding that to get more solid. But based on what staff statistical analysis, I mean, it's a lot of coverage, much more than I think people really realize. So hopefully we'll get more concrete numbers, but it's, like I say, 200 stations is a lot of stations. I mean, I know, for example, KUNM in Albuquerque, they alone have Nielsen ratings of 96,000, you know, so, and there's some large stations in the network, so it's a lot of coverage.
What is that listenership number again, Alex or Robin?
Well, according to our preliminary estimates, and again, this is based on like trying to extrapolate out and put in a factor for to be conservative, 2.3 million actual listeners, and the coverage, in other words, if everybody was listening that was in the coverage area, it would be 86 million. And a lot of what Ursula is trying to do is build the affiliates to increase their coverage, to get more coverage. So that's one of our goals in the affiliates network, is how can we grow this network as part of Pacifica. So.
Mm-hmm. This is Donald for the stack.
Donald, go ahead.
This is a question for Tim. Thank you, Robin. That's enormously helpful, and it actually triggered the following thought and question. And the question is directed to Tamara. Do you know what the figures are for how much the affiliates pay into Pacifica and what that balance is currently? If you know it?
I don't know it off of the top of my head. I know they do have a decent bank balance, and I know that they have contributed some to National Office recently, but I don't know as far as how much they're bringing in on a regular basis. I know Seth has sent me some reports, and so I do think we can get that information for you.
And the reason I raise that question is because some of that money might be directed toward these interest payments on the loan as one revenue stream toward doing it. I like the idea of us planning, now that you've told us these are quarterly payments, it might be useful to think about a hybrid strategy of raising these monies, both doing a national day across the Pacifica network and the affiliates, as well as asking individual station managers how they plan to generate the necessary monies from their activities, whether that's adding on an extra day to their pledge drive, which is certainly possible, well, not certainly, which is possibly the least painful way for them to do it. But I do know I did have a preliminary conversation with the general manager at KPFA who thought that doing one day a month of just special fundraising for these interest payments is a doable idea, at least at KPFA.
Yeah, let me just ask Tamara one question. Tamara, as far as you know, then in someday in September or possibly in October, we are due to pay something in the neighborhood of $75,000 on the interest.
Yeah, I think it'll be somewhere around $70,000. Looking at the last two payments, it was $68,000 and $69,000.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
Gary?
You're welcome.
Yeah, Gary, you haven't said anything yet. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to lend my voice as the other affiliate voice here. I don't think that would be a good idea to leverage payment from affiliates, as Robin has already stated, most of whom are struggling already. For existing debt that is guaranteed by Pacifica. And you have to ask the question, where does that end? Will we be expected to contribute endlessly to existing debt that Pacifica already has? And, it's a goodwill suggestion. However, the affiliates currently are already struggling. So I just don't see that as a viable means to help Pacifica out in any way. And most of the affiliate stations do make payments to Pacifica. As I believe Donald pointed out, money could be taken from those payments directly to help with the quarterly payments, which I think I wrote down in excess of $75,000. That should be able to help Pacifica anyway. So I just don't think that's a good idea.
Robin, just to clarify what I was suggesting, I wasn't suggesting that the affiliates pay anything. This would be individual listeners contributing to Pacifica. So it would just be making listeners to the affiliates network aware that they can contribute to Pacifica. It would not be the affiliates themselves paying anything.
Bill, I think I heard you.
Yeah, just about the affiliate funding, I don't know exactly how much it is, but, it's not like it's just sitting there not being used. It's all, we have to cover the cost of the affiliates program. They have a real tiny staff. There's also AudioPort, which is the main thing that they benefit from. That's our, the program sharing system that's used daily by probably all our affiliates and many of our five Pacific owned stations too. But the extra money is really what's been keeping the national office alive. That in combination with central services, of course, but we haven't been getting all the central services we're supposed to be getting for quite a few years. And so we need that just to keep paying the current bills. So it's not like there's extra money available we can take from that to go towards the interest payments. If anything, we need more money just for national office expenses.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, this is Donald. One more go around. Actually, we're about to decrease our national office expenses by, 5,000 a month for the rent on the office. That will no longer be due, I think, at the end of this month or the end of August. So there's that to consider. But again, Tamara knows these numbers better than anybody on this call for now.
Yes, they will reduce probably about 6,000 by the time we cancel some of the other services that are related to national office, like cleaning and security and things like that. But we do have several large vendor payments that need to be made that we're kind of chipping away at as best we can because we have vendors that are kind of threatening to stop providing services. And it's kind of a week by week, I'm, you know, managing the cash flow as best we can to try to keep everyone happy. But we do still have a lot to overcome just in national office. And the lack of some stations being able to pay central services or fund their health insurance, or some not being able to fund their payroll, and we're having to try to cover that, and it's definitely tough.
Can we have a point of information, please?
Yes, go ahead, Gary.
Can we get a list of what some of those vendors are that are having trouble providing services? Anything?
Yes. Sure. I believe one was Arena Accounts.
Open session? Excuse me. Do we want this?
We should not be naming specific companies in an open session. But you can answer that in general terms. What kind of companies?
Sure. Consultants that we've hired for some of the pension audits and some of the attorneys.
Okay. So if I could kind of summarize what we've discussed so far, we do have this obligation coming due that was it's been previously being paid out of this escrow account, and now that escrow account is ending somewhere in September, and it's going to be our responsibility to make these payments, and we don't really have any extra cash lying around somewhere that we can use for this purpose. So we have to figure out how we're going to raise an extra $70,000 per quarter to make these interest payments, and we're tossing around some suggestions for that right now. Does anybody else want to speak on this?
This is Grace for the Shack.
Yes, Grace.
I think with getting some financial information, we should be kind of leaning on the National Finance Committee to carefully look over the budgets of each station, because we need to look at increasing revenue at the station level, but also the possible necessity of reducing expenses at each station. So it may be possible to reduce expenses at five stations and the national office by $23,000 a month, or by, let's say, a part of $23,000 a month to ease the burden of that $23,000 a month or so. I think it's about $23,000 a month. That's the other end. There's increasing revenue, but also decreasing expenses is a way to balance a budget.
Grace, let me just respond to that. Decreasing expenses may help, but it's I know from previous experience when decreasing expenses, that does not kick in right away. That may take several months before we see any benefit to it, and sometimes that has a deleterious effect also. If, for instance, you cut in areas that are really important for the continual day-to-day work of a station, then the immediate savings are more than overcome by lack of resources and a lack of infrastructure. So I'm not sure about that. There may be some things we can do immediately to decrease expenses, but I think right now mostly we're looking for just some initiatives we could take to increase revenue. Or am I completely on the wrong track here? What do other people think?
Bill for the stack.
Yeah, Bill.
I guess I still like Donald's basic concept that we need to make somehow each station responsible for some combination of improving revenue, creating additional revenue, not just shifting stuff from like central services, you know, for this, but either doing that or cutting expenses or both, some combination. Because somehow we have to come up with the extra cash to pay this while continuing to pay our other bills.
Okay. Well, we only have 15 minutes before this part of the meeting is supposed to adjourn. But does anybody have a proposal to make that we can act on? Or if we don't feel we're ready, we can wait until the next meeting and mull this over. And
this is Donald for the stack, Alex.
Donald, go ahead.
I've essentially made the proposal that we direct each station to identify how they are going to raise their portion of the needed monies to make these interest payments. And they can choose to do it however they want, but not by cost shifting. In other words, they can't suddenly subtract from their central office payments. And full understanding what Tamara said earlier, that a couple of stations are not even close to making payroll or some variant thereof. So, and we should also include in this proposal that we consider doing a national day of fundraising across not only the five stations, but the affiliates as well, if they're willing to be part of it. And of course, they are part of it, for better or worse. So I think that's the way to proceed. I do not agree with Grace's idea of starting to cut, because I don't think that's a creative way to address our situation. I think that's a fallback that should be done only under the most dire of circumstances. And we may be dire in a month or two, but I'm not willing to look at it in that way at this particular moment.
This is Grace. I'd like to clarify.
Yeah, but Donald, can you please put that in writing?
I will do so.
And send it to the committee? Or you can just send it to me and I'll forward it to the committee.
Will do.
Okay. Grace?
Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm not proposing that there be cuts. I'm saying that the Finance Committee, I mean, $23,000 a month, it may be that we can reduce, for instance, our telephone bills across the network with some creative research. This is something board members might be able to do by finding out if there are ways to cut down phone bills or other expenses of that nature. So I think that there should be a balance, that we should be willing to look at the expense side of a budget as well as the revenue side. And that is the role of the Finance Committee. I'm not saying that should be draconian cuts at any one station or more. I understand that some stations are woefully understaffed and actually need possibly more staff in order to function properly. I'm just saying that we shouldn't have blinders and say that we should never look at the expense side of the equation. That's normally what you do when you're trying to do a budget. You look at the revenue side and also the expense side.
Grace, do you know if the Finance Committee has any approved budgets? Well, either for 2018 or 2019. I'm not aware that they even have any approved budgets.
I believe that budgets have been presented to the National Finance Committee. They're not based on pristine financial information, but nonetheless, at the station level, there is a certain amount of financial information, and there has been a degree of budgeting process going on. There was, I believe, a budget presented by WPFW. I believe definitely something was presented by KPFK. Tamara, I believe, just sent some financial information to the National Finance Committee. What was contained in that information, Tamara, if I may ask?
Yes. So that was the income statement for the entire organization, including each station individually, for the first 5 months of the fiscal year. So that was through February. And I know that KPFA did present some budget information also, that they're working on the budgets for 2020 for the upcoming fiscal year.
And bill for the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the problem is that, you know, we know that we have failing fund drives at all of our stations, you know, in varying degrees. And so it's really not current. And that's what's held up the budgets, not knowing where we really are, what the real revenue expenses are. So we're catching up, but we don't really have enough information to really accurately project where we are right now, much less, you know, cash flow projections for the next few months. But, I mean, I think it's clear that we need to do some combination of increasing revenues or cutting expenses wherever we can, and it may be different at each station. You know, both so we can, all the stations can make their payroll and pay their other expenses, and also we have to pay off this loan. So we have to do something different. That's the point.
Let me just weigh in here. I think it would be great if we suddenly discovered that we have some expenses that are basically wasteful spending that we can cut at some of the stations, but I don't know if we're in a position to do that yet. I think we should, in the meantime, proceed as if that option is not available to us until we know for sure that it is. And we need to take some initiatives to raise that money. We need some revenue initiatives. So I'm in favor of Donald's proposal.
This is Grace for the SAC.
Yeah, Grace.
Okay, my approach to this would be to examine the fund drive. The vast bulk of the revenue of Pacifica comes in from on-air fundraising. Probably around 90% of our income is from on-air fundraising. There may have been changes at each station as to how that's been done in the last year. I would examine any changes when a decline started in fundraising, on-air fundraising, track back to see if any changes in staffing were made, in priorities, in the way the fund drives were conducted, and see if any of them created a downtrend and on-air fundraising, and reverse those changes and see if that reversal will bring the per-day fund drive revenue up at that station. This is going to would have to be a station-by-station effort. So, for instance, let's say three key people at a station are responsible for conducting the fund drive, and some decision was made possibly 6 months ago that turned out to decrease the daily fund drive revenue at that station. possibly reversing that to a prior, more successful way of conducting the fund drive would be a way to increase the revenue, the fund drive revenue. So I think that because 90% or so of our income is coming in from on-air fund drive, fundraising, we need to look at that first, because that's the revenue engine for our stations, rather than trying to distract from on-air fundraising to divert to unproven other income streams. We should look carefully and support and enhance and do whatever we can to ensure that there have been no negative changes which are decreasing our on-air fundraising revenue. Because other means of getting revenue are unproven and may not turn out to be successful. But we do know that most of our income is coming from on-air fundraising, so let's see if we can get that moving in a positive direction, increase the per-day fund drive revenue at each station. I hope I'm making sense. Now, this may be not fruitful, but it can be analyzed fairly simply without a lot of effort, and it may bring positive results.
Bill for the stack.
Bill?
Power.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess I'm not trying to be shocking or be the bearer of bad news, but let's just consider – you know what happened at WBI about 5 years ago. You know, they were forced to cut their staff by about 2/3, and you know, it was basically because the revenue wasn't adequate to support that many staff. And we don't want something like that to happen. But if we can't get the revenue up or make small, you know, expense cuts or some combination, something more drastic might happen. I hope we don't have to do that. I don't think we will, but we've got to do. We can't just sit here and do everything the way we're doing. I think Grace had a good point that we, you know, if we're diverting attention from management and other people at the stations to look at other revenue streams that may pay off in the long run, may not be pay off in the long run, or unproven, if it's to the detriment of our primary revenue, which is fund drives, then we can't do that. If we want to try something new, we've got to somehow keep the same efforts focused on our fund drives, because we know that works, or we know how well it works. It doesn't provide enough, but it is 90% of revenue, as Grace said. And find some other people, even volunteers maybe, to help with other things. And if we want to do a big fundraiser that, you know, has expenses, we have to get people to underwrite the expenses of that. I know KPFK, for example, is planning a big gala. And from what I've heard, they've already got underwriters or maybe advanced ticket payments to cover all the expenses. So that's good. I'm not sure that's correct, but that's the sort of thing we're looking for. But if they're having to spend so much time on that it's taking away from doing good fund drives, then that's not a good idea, because it will end up, you know, negative overall. So we got to start making some changes where we can, you know, and encourage board members to help and other volunteers, get more volunteers involved, so we don't have to make something drastic happen.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Let me just read. I got Donald's motion in writing. Let me just read it, and then we'll take a vote on it, okay? Whereas interest payment on the outstanding loan are due to begin in September 2019, be it hereby resolved that the Pacifica National Board direct station managers and affiliates to create a plan for how each station will make their portion of the interest payment, which can include one day per month pledge drives or an additional day tacked onto their quarterly fund drives or other fundraising activities. Just quickly, is there any we don't really have time for discussion, and we've already had the discussion, actually. Are there any objections?
Yes, this is Robin. Okay. It's unclear. It's saying that the affiliates, that's the individual stations, have to contribute. That's not what we were suggesting at all. So let's make sure that that's not what's being suggested there.
Yeah, I don't think Donald meant that. Donald, do you want to clarify?
No, I didn't mean it for individual affiliate stations. I meant the affiliate network.
You mean the affiliate unit of Pacifica?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
This
can
is
I
great.
Just add that to the word? Add the word affiliate unit?
Sure.
Okay. Grace?
That's what I was suggesting, a slight amendment to Donald's motion. You just did it.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Thank you, Robin.
Bill?
But where would the affiliate network get the extra funds?
Robin was saying that it was just as...
Well, there's two different...
Telethons, right?
I mean, there's two different things that I was suggesting. One, they already... the affiliate network already pays into central services something like $45,000 toward the national office. But they also contribute, as Gary said, about $75,000 that's used by the national office in general. So they give that money to the national office. The office can apply it to the interest. I don't think they have to come up with any new money because they already do that, basically. So.
Right.
I'm saying that money's not available. It's already being spent on other things.
Well, what do you suggest that affiliates do, Bill?
This is Donald for the stack.
It's Donald's motion.
Put me back on the stack,
to Donald. Yeah.
Yeah. Donald? What I'm trying to get at here is everybody who's depending on the Pacifica Radio Network for existence has to figure out how they're going to come up with additional revenues to pay the interest on this loan. That includes everybody who benefits from the network, whether it's affiliates or the five stations or the Pacifica Radio Archives. I don't care. But everybody has a fiduciary duty to figure out where they're going to come up with money.
Let me cut you off right there. I don't think Robin could clear this up himself. I don't think he was suggesting that the affiliates pay anything extra. We're not in a position to do that. So what Robin was suggesting was taking money that's already in the Pacifica account. That's what he was speaking to. Not paying anything additional.
I take your point, Gary, but I'll insist on what I just said, that we are uncharted territory.
Robin needs to speak. Robin needs to have the floor to clear the
Okay. I'm happy for Robin to speak.
Well, if that's what you intended, I'm going to vote against this because it's just not practical.
Thank you, Robin.
Basically, the affiliates have no way. I mean, Ursula has no way of forcing more money out of the affiliates. It's just not possible. She's worked very closely with every station to come up with a flexible plan. I mean, for example, KUNM pays like $7,000 in, but someone else pays $500.
Right. So everybody pays something different. Yeah. You know?
Right. So, you know, if you think you're going to squeeze something out of the network by charging, you're just going to lose everybody. So just forget that idea, basically. It's not going to work.
This is Donald for the stack.
Donald?
Yeah.
We don't have much time left. We actually were really out.
Yeah, we don't have much time for the network left. True.
don't put it on. This problem existed before the program even came into play. Right. It's not fair.
Can people please not speak out of turn? Gary, can you please wait till you're recognized? Thank you.
Yeah, this is Donald trying to finish the point. We are in uncharted territory. The powers that be a year or two ago decided to take out a $3.2 million loan to keep the network afloat. The network includes all of the units in this network. It's not just the five radio stations. It's everybody who benefits from this network. So the burden is truly on everybody. I don't think anybody gets a pass here. And I appreciate what you're saying, Gary and Robin. but I don't know how anybody gets a pass here. We're all facing this rather dire situation, and I think we're going to have to be creative. And I've tried to offer a couple of ways to do that. And I think that's going to be incumbent on every unit of this network to be creative on how we're going to figure this out until we start getting some people who are willing to write, you know, $500,000 checks to pay down the balance or whatever. But that's what it's going to require. It's incumbent on everybody to begin to think this through, because you've had a year to do it. You've had a year to think this through, and nobody has. So I'm trying to push some stuff forward to at least begin to get the conversation going.
Donald, if I can just clarify, you're basically asking the affiliate unit to come up with some ideas for how they can generate more revenue to help. You're not directing any specific action at this point, right?
I am asking everybody who benefits from this radio network to start to figure out what their fair share is and how they're going to come up with it. And there's no free ride here that I can see.
All right. Any further discussion?
Bill? I guess I also worry. I don't think there's going to be more money coming out of the affiliates. And, you know, the money that they're paying is going to things like audits and national office expenses and covering payroll that some stations can't make and stuff like that. It's not like it's just sitting there not being used. So I move that we just delete the part about the affiliates. If they can come up with more money, that's fine. But I think it would be simpler, and that way we can get this motion passed.
I'll second that.
This is Grace. Alex?
Yes, go ahead, Grace.
Yeah, I just want to say I agree with that. Let's make it simple.
I have one more comment, please.
Go ahead.
And also, Donald, what's going to happen is you're going to see a mass accident in the affiliate program if you word it the way you intended on wording it initially. It would be very problematic for the entire program. So I just think what Bill suggested would be a much better look. And I think what Robin suggested initially was done in good faith. It's money that is already there that are already going to things like audit and other things that Bill pointed out. So let's not be greedy here.
This is Donald for the stack, and I'll just make my last comment if that's okay.
Okay, that's it. No, I'm cutting off discussion after this. Go ahead.
Since this is the opening conversation on all this, I would just caution all of you to, between now and the next time we have these conversations again, to really think through where this money is going to come from. Because I don't see it. And if we're not in this together, then we'll all sink together, whether in the near term or the longer term. Thanks.
Okay. We're going to go to a vote on this motion.
Or my amendments?
Who volunteered to be secretary? You want to offer an amendment, Bill?
Well, I made an amendment to delete the portion of it about the affiliates. I don't have the exact text of the motion in front of me.
Let me read it.
I need the text of the motion, too.
That's right. Let me just send it out to everybody. Okay, I just sent it.
By the way, I don't regard the amendment as a friendly amendment, so you're going to have to vote on it separately.
Okay, here's the motion I sent out. Whereas interest payments on the outstanding loan are due to begin in September 2019, be it hereby resolved that the PNB direct station managers and the affiliate unit to create a plan for how each station will make their portion of the interest payment, which can include one day per month pledge drives or an additional day tacked onto their quarterly fund drives or other fundraising activities.
Okay, it's Bill.
Bill, what's your...
I clarify my amendment. Just delete the words and the affiliate unit. Of course, if they can help, that's great, but I just move that we delete that from this motion.
And I seconded that.
Okay. Well, you don't have to second motions in a committee. Are there any objections to the amendment? I think we do have one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a vote. Sabrina, can you take the roll?
Yep, I sure can. Let's see here. Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Robin Collier?
Yes.
Sabrina, I'm going to abstain. Alex.
Call me last.
You're last. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Gary Bost, I apologize.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on one second here. COA.
So it's my turn?
It's your turn, yes.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, and that is 2 abstentia, 4 yeses, and 1 no. So the yeas get it?
Okay, so that amendment passed. So now we're ready to go to a vote on the motion as amended.
That is correct.
Somebody getting on and off the call?
Sorry. I lost the call and I just dialed back in. It's great.
Okay. All right. So let's go to a vote on the amended motion. Are there any objections to the motion as amended?
Yeah, this
Donald, you're objecting. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to a vote then. Sabrina, call the roll.
All right. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher.
No.
Gary Bost.
Yes.
Robin Collier.
Yes.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs. Abstain. Alex Steinberg, Chair.
I'll abstain.
Okay. Then I got everybody, right?
Yeah.
All right, great. Okay. And 3 yeses, 4 yeses, 1 no, 2 abstentia. The yeas have it.
Okay. We are past time, and I would like a motion to go into executive session. We only have a very brief period to do that. Can somebody make that motion?
I'll move this.
Bill.
Robin.
Okay. We have a motion to go into executive session to discuss basically a legal matter before us. Are there any objections? Okay, if not, then we have to get off this call and call back in on the executive session number. And I propose that we do that within the next 1 or 2 minutes. Tamara, you are not required to be on the executive session. It's a concerns a matter that's not exactly doesn't really involve the financial part of the strategic planning committee. If you wish to, you can join us, but you're not required to. So.
Okay, I'd be glad to if you need me to, but otherwise it is late here.
Yeah, okay, you're excused. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
We appreciate your being able to assist us and come on this meeting. Okay, so this meeting is adjourned. Please call back in on the executive session number in the next minute.
There is no executive session number. There is just only
yes, there
a
is.
Regular
I sent
number.
One out. No, there's an executive session it? Number.
When did you send out the executive session number, Alex?
Mm-hmm. A while ago. I'll send it again if you need it.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
You send it to me, Alex, as well.
Okay.
Alex sent it about 4 hours ago.
A few hours ago? Okay.
About 4 hours ago.
About
four It was about 2 hours before the meeting started. I'll send it to you, Sabrina.
Oh, okay.
On your live.com email address?
Yes, okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye.